Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Harden up into the front court with three, with two. He'll fire on a three at the buzzer. It's short. His shot off. The Rockets have been off, and the Wolves stun Houston 121 to 111.
It's been like that. It's been like that. We just haven't put it together. Hopefully getting the pin back will help us.
I mean, our offense is so potent and our defense is good. You know what I mean? But we had too many nights like that this year where it just feel like we can't get a stop.
But the whole game was kind of, we didn't come out with the necessary, and I hate to keep saying the same thing. If we don't come out with any fire or putting people away and we let them hang around, then they make some threes and then we get ourselves in trouble. It happened, you know, Saturday, it happens tonight. And we got to get some, a little bit more enthusiasm about playing a game.
Can we stop saying that teams stun the Rockets? I mean, were we really surprised by that? Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabold, a.k.a. Voldemort, if you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And it's a Thursday, which means the weekend's basically here. So let's have some fun. I watched none of that game last night. I'm not gonna lie, Hoffman.
The Rockets game?
Yeah.
I didn't watch any either.
I watched Bohemian Rhapsody last night.
I saw that. You didn't like it.
I thought it sucked. If you want honest opinion.
Man. I disagree completely.
I like Rami Malek. I think he's a great actor, but the entire first half of the movie was Mr. Robot in a wig. And I
disagree with you.
I mean, I've watched every documentary about Queen. I've read every book about Queen. It was just too Hollywood. It's not worth your $5.99 if you're going to buy it on demand. Wait for cable. I think,
disagree.
I think it was a clever fiction. How's that?
What do you think was fictional about it?
All of it. I think the fact that the only thing that was actually accurate, because the whole bit about his solo albums, they made it look like the band was breaking up, mm-hmm. which wasn't the case. At the time, it was everybody wanted to take a break except for him because he knew it was going to die and he wanted to create more music. So that was fiction. The whole thing was just, I mean, I wish there was one part of it I could say, hey, this was pretty good.
Man.
I thought it was crap.
I'm so surprised to hear that.
Well, and you know how much I love Queen. They were my number one influence. I still think to this day, Freddie Mercury is the most talented person that's ever fronted a band. And so, yes, I admit I'm kind of obsessed with everything they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the movie was a waste of my life.
Okay.
It was a nice fiction. And the other thing that bothered me is they didn't gloss over it, but his homosexuality was kind of an afterthought. And the reality is, I mean, this was a guy who, in a lot of ways, was a trailblazer by, you know, for gay, the world, gay people in the world to look up to. And I thought they just glossed over that. And I mean, the whole thing was just disappointing. I wanted it to be decent. Nope.
No. Well, I'm surprised to hear that. I enjoyed the movie. Have you seen it, Aaron?
I have not.
Oh, well, you're in a lot of
hate. I don't watch a lot of movies.
Well, you're going to need to start.
Yeah, we got to fix that right away because that's a big part of the show. Hate to break it to you.
I just haven't had time.
Well, you better make time.
I'm going to now.
Yeah. Because I'd like your
opinion. You've had 15 jobs before now. Now you just have one job.
I was working
right?
70-something hours a week. Now you I'm down
have,
to 50.
You only have one job, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, consider part of your job. You got to watch some movies.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, I'm sure that some people will enjoy it, but if you actually know their history and followed the band and paid attention, you won't like it. How's that? Is that fair?
I disagree. I enjoyed the band quite a bit. And now, granted, yeah, I wasn't alive in the prime of Queen.
Okay.
But I've loved Queen since I was a little kid.
I mean, but do you know the whole backstories and everything? I mean, have you watched the documentaries? Have you read the books
about
them?
You know I don't read books.
Well, then that's my point. Is if you know the actual story.
But didn't the whole band sign off on this movie?
Well, the ones that are still alive, yeah.
All of them except Freddie, right?
Yeah. But there was just it was historical fiction. How's that?
Okay.
If you go at it that way.
What about just from a pure entertainment standpoint? You're looking at it like it's a documentary.
No, I was looking at it like a...
Because there were people who said the same thing about the Ray Charles movie, which whatever you think about its historical accuracy, it was a great film. It was a great movie to watch. Same with the Johnny Cash movie, the Walk the Line movie. There were people, oh, that's not what happened. I don't care. It was a great movie.
See, I don't think it was a great movie. That's my problem.
You didn't think Bohemian Rhapsody was
no,
a great movie?
I thought it was very average. I thought it was... And I guess that's the problem. Maybe I was expecting it to be more historically accurate.
Okay.
And it really wasn't. I mean, it was just a nice... It was basically like Seabiscuit. It was historical fiction. Which, if you're into historical fiction, cool. I'm not. If you're going to present yourself as a movie about a band that's supposed to be accurate, just be accurate. That's
yeah.
All. So, and I kind of was, I knew this going in that it was PG-13, so it wasn't going to be great.
That was my biggest beef with it. I think it could have been better had they been able to give it an R rating. I don't know why they decided not to give it an R rating, but it could have been better.
And I had so many people tell me, oh, dude, you got to watch this. It's so good. And I that influenced me as well because it's all people I respected. And I'm like, I start watching it and I'm like, this sucks. There's nothing good about this. And his acting, which I, you know, I like the guy as an actor and I thought he'd be really good. The acting sucked too. Let's be perfectly honest.
Oh, I disagree again. Well, different strokes for different folks, I suppose. Look at us.
Yeah, well.
Full disagreement.
All I could see was Mr. Robot the whole show.
I don't watch Mr. Robot, so that saved me.
Maybe, but most of the texters are actually agreeing with me.
I can't believe that.
No, it's...
I won't allow it.
361 asks, Seabiscuit isn't accurate. Yeah, go back and the main thing they left out of that movie, this is another thing that pisses me off. And by the way, Laura Hillebrand, who wrote that, I hate her, but his last race against Kayak, uh-huh. Basically the same guy owned Kayak that owned Seabiscuit.
Okay.
There was a huge controversy that
He
threw the race. And
that's not addressed.
None of that's addressed. And that's kind of, to me, if you're going to write a history novel about a racehorse, you got to deal with that. And I don't blame him for not dealing with it in the movie because it's Hollywood. But that was like a huge controversy. And she didn't deal with it at all in her book because portrayed as a negative.
Okay.
And her whole thing was like, oh, we're going to write about this wonderful thing that happened. But hate to break it to you. They stiffed that other horse so he could win his race.
All right.
And, you know, make him look better. So because he had and plus there were just tons of inaccuracies on his racing career and races he had won and stuff like that that she just glossed over and made it look like, oh, he was this horse that nobody wanted. Well, no, he had won a ton of races by the time that they actually bought him. But that's another story. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. 832 says, can't believe I'm agreeing with AJ. Well, there you go. First time for everything. But, and that's cool. I mean, and if you enjoyed the movie, good for you. I'm not going to rip you or anything. I'm just telling you, for me, it sucked.
All right. It's fair enough.
But Heartthrob says, official birthday wrestler of the Blitz is listening in. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday indeed.
And happy Valentine's Day for those of you who celebrate that sort of
thing. Oh, happy Valentine's Day to you, Fred.
Why me?
You're my Valentine. You're my secret Valentine.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah, you're doing a Freddie Mercury thing now, and it's not cool. I'm still not used to these glasses, by the way.
What, you don't like my glasses?
No, I don't hate them. It's just you look respectable. Kind of ruins the show.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I don't know.
What's the plan? How would you fix it? What do you think of my glasses, Aaron?
I think you look like management.
Okay.
Like you're trying to convey, so you can now draw them down a little bit, and when somebody's disappointed you.
So you think I'm wearing them only for the optics of it?
No. I think it's just a positive that comes along with it.
Oh, okay. Because even if I weren't management, I would still have to get glasses.
Yeah. Which, see, I think management is a convenient excuse for you to do that. Because you wouldn't do it otherwise. You wouldn't come in here in glasses.
I wouldn't come in with glasses. So you think I would have just walked around continuing to be blind?
Yes.
Oh, come on. You got to give me some credit here.
No. You would.
Plus, I have cataracts, Fred.
God, you're an ancient.
I know. I'm turning into you rapidly. Be the Hunchback of Notre Dame around here before long. It's not going uphill for me.
You just called it Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Yeah. And you were making fun of me yesterday for the way I was.
That's what the book is.
Yeah, well.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I speak French. I don't know if you know this.
I see.
Oui.
Si vous plaît.
Well, let's not get too advanced here. Let's slow it down.
Yeah, 713-780-ESPN. And listen, I don't want to say that the movie totally sucked. It just, I thought it was bad. How's that? And I had high expectations.
Okay, that's fair. I brought in Michael Carroll to my office today.
Did you fire him?
No, God, no. He's the most valuable guy here. And I had superhero questions that I normally would have had for Jong, but I'm watching Daredevil season 2.
Yeah.
Daredevil keeps getting beat up by regular people. I don't understand.
Well, he kind of loses his powers in that season, which I hate. Okay, here's another thing I hate about shows. If you take away somebody's powers,
they're not interesting.
No.
And my question is, so Daredevil, so you've seen the whole season?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't finished it. So the episode I just watched is the one where, or maybe it's the one after. So remember when the fake Daredevil comes and, spoiler alert, 3, 2, 1. Fake Daredevil comes and he kills all the people at the newspaper office.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is, the fake Daredevil is just an FBI agent, but he kicks Daredevil's ass. He, like, threw a baseball that bounced off a wall and hit Daredevil in the face. And, like, he was, like, throwing pencils and it was sticking in. I mean, that guy doesn't have superpowers. He's just a regular guy. He's an FBI agent.
In an outfit.
And he's whooping Daredevil's ass. And then Daredevil, the next episode, goes and is like to his suit-making guy. And he's like, hey, suit guy, what's up? Why'd you give my suit to fake Daredevil? And he's like, well, Fisk made me do it. I didn't want to do it. And then he's like, okay, well, take me to the warehouse where you've got the specs for my suit. So he takes him, and then he tries to lock Daredevil up. Then Daredevil, in a brief moment of having superpowers, twists the bike lock and breaks it. So now he escapes, and the guy's like, this is just his suit maker, just a regular guy. He's like, I can't let you go.
And then he starts to beat up Daredevil. It's like, I just saw you break a lock with your bare hands, and now the suit maker, basically a superhero tailor, is beating your ass. What? Give me some consistency on who's got powers and who doesn't is all I ask of a superhero show.
Oh, I any show where the guy loses his powers. So, like, that was a negative for me. I don't know if you ever watched Chuck, but at some point he lost his powers, and it's like, okay, why am I...
It's too much.
Why do I care? If you don't have powers...
No one cares about
it. Why am I interested? What was the Spider-Man movie where he lost his powers for a while?
Well, what
if we... Same thing.
What
if
we talk
about
Logan?
You're supposed to be Spider-Man.
What do we talk about Logan?
Yeah.
Logan's like the crappiest superhero movie because it's about Wolverine with no powers. I don't want to watch that movie. Like, imagine you watch Spider-Man and he can't shoot webs. It's like...
That happens in Spider-Man 2.
Right. That's the one. And
Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire because he's trying to decide between being in love or being a superhero.
And first off, you know, screw being in love.
You remember that movie where
Superman... don't wear glasses like Hoffman does in that movie.
Remember that movie where Superman didn't have powers?
Yeah, no.
No, me neither, because that would be a stupid movie. And even if they made one, I would have forgotten about it because it's stupid.
They should have all been born rich like Batman. Batman has no powers. He's just rich.
Yeah, that's the move.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of any of those where they lose their powers. I am a fan of Lawyer Dave, who represents blitzers who've been hurt in all kinds of accidents. Could be a car accident, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall. He takes care of blitzers who've been hurt by bad drugs, doctors, or hospital negligence. Anything that's gone wrong, he can help you with. And he practices everywhere in Texas. And here's the best thing. He doesn't charge for consultations. So if you have a legal question, you can just give him a call. If he can't help you, he's going to put you with a lawyer who can. He doesn't get a dime unless you win. And if you can't afford to go to the doctor and you've been hurt in an accident, well, guess what? They're going to put you with a doctor. That's what he does. And he invests in you. If he believes in you, he's going to take your case, and he doesn't get paid until you win. Based right here in Houston, but hey, Beaumont, Golden Triangle, he practices over there too. Give him a call, 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law, or you can go to lawyerdave.com. He's my lawyer. He should be your lawyer. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave. Unsuspecting hurt, and as you step back in the line, a mob trips through the fiend. Now dance, good chance, man, he never had a chance, and I won't even knew it was really.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Everybody's saying in Superman 2 he lost his powers and got beat up in the diner.
I don't remember it.
Vaguely. That was the Zod one, though.
Like, that tells you how memorable it is when a superhero loses his powers.
Oh, you know what? Because that's how they defeated Zod. Was Gene Hackman was playing, who's the bald villain in there in Superman?
Lex Luthor.
Yeah. And he put Superman in a cage, and he was supposed to lose his powers, but everybody else lost their powers, and that's how Superman beat Zod.
Well, everyone's also telling me that fake Daredevil is called Bullseye, and they're like, oh, Ike says he's damn near a supervillain. Where did he get powers? Like, tell me how he got these powers, because he's been walking around like a regular, just a sociopathic FBI agent for all this time. And now he's got superpowers. I don't understand how that can be. Because, yeah, he was like, he had these stakes that he was throwing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was like Blade. I mean, he was throwing things from across the room, and it was like going through people. Give me a break.
Well, and I get that they want to set up other heroes because they set up the Punisher in that show.
That's true.
Yeah. But, yeah, just anytime you take away a superhero's powers, It's a lame trope to try to make the thing interesting. That's all. I hate it. I was trying to think. There was something else I was watching where dude lost his powers. And it really stood out in Daredevil. Because I binge watched that while I was stuck in Canada for a week and had nothing else to do. And right when that happened, I'm like, really? Why do I care about him if he can't kick people's asses?
Yeah.
That's the whole point, right? Okay, so you're hating on Daredevil. I'm hating on Bohemian Rhapsody.
I guess so. And here I am still watching the stupid Daredevil. I'm going to finish the season. I'm only going to finish it because I know there's only a couple episodes left.
Right.
And the only... I mean, I wanted to watch it because I thought that it would be important to season two of Punisher.
Yeah.
And like once I got halfway through, Michael was like, oh, no, that doesn't matter. But when I started Daredevil season two, I was like, man, for some reason, I feel like I missed something or I forgot what happened at the end of season one.
I felt the same way. And you know I was why? Watching it continuously.
Because there's a show called Defenders that you're supposed to watch between them.
Right.
And I didn't watch it.
Bleep that.
So I didn't know how Daredevil got all beat up and like in that yeah. monastery.
No,
I didn't know that.
I thought that I'd been drunk and missed a couple episodes.
Yeah.
When I started watching season two.
It's so difficult to keep up with all these things.
512 mentions the Hulk in The Last Avengers. Yeah, he didn't lose his powers. He just turned into a meow. Because Thanos kicked his ass. But yeah. So. I mean, I just. That's why we watch these guys, right? That's why we like superheroes. They have something we don't.
Yeah.
They're better than us. When they turn into us, bleep them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not fun. So, I haven't talked about your Rockets last night.
Well, that's because we didn't watch them. I mean,
all right, Aaron, did you watch the Rockets? Somebody on the show had to have watched the Rockets.
I did not.
Okay, this is your job. If you're not going to watch,
like, when
movies,
I watch the games, I'm looking for games that I'm like, this could be an interesting game. I didn't think the Rockets at the Timberwolves would be an interesting game. Did you?
No. Interesting question. If Rockets lose to Timberwolves, no one cares.
No one cares. Yeah, it's And then the lame, we sucked on defense tonight. Yeah.
You suck on defense every night. Stop.
And the best quote was the guy from the Timberwolves saying, I knew they'd let us back into this game. I mean, that's about as Rockets-y as it gets. It's just a game that they should have run away with after half and just stunk.
Yeah. All right. Unpopular opinion. This team's not very good. They're not last year's Rockets.
Oh, they're definitely not that.
They're not going to be one game away from the finals. They are going to probably be a one and done in the playoffs. Maybe they win one series. But this team is just very freaking average. And the more...
You know what may be the saddest thing about the whole situation? Well, last night, I didn't watch the game.
I can't count last night because I didn't watch it either.
If just looking at the box score, it looks like the only guy who was really like a real plus player for the Rockets was James. He had a pretty good night. Chris Paul, I mean, just watching in the last few games before this one, doesn't look like the old Chris Paul, which is kind of sad because Chris Paul he's my favorite player on the Rockets.
Yeah.
He's the reason why I think that, you know, they have started to be more of a defensive focus team, but at least we kind of try team.
Right.
Which before Chris Paul was here, they weren't even that. So
I don't think he's right. I think he should be sitting out for another couple of weeks.
Either his skills are fading or he's not right. Either one is possible because
he's old.
I mean, he's old, but he's your age. He's not my age. He's 33. He's younger than me.
Well, his brother has glasses just like that, if you recall.
Cliff Paul?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Chris and I are brothers, Fred.
Yeah, you look...
Do I look like Chris Paul with glasses? Do I look like Cliff Paul with my glasses?
Yeah, a little bit, but you're playing like Chris Paul right now. So there's that. I think he's mad because I said he just sucks at his job. It's the glasses.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you guys where you can ball. Call in the best ballers in H-Town. The 2019 Rockets Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood is back on Saturday, February 23rd. So we're talking a week from this Saturday. You can register at rockets.com. It's the biggest 3-on-3 basketball tournament in Houston, and it'll be hosted by the MI3 Center. Should be a good time. Tournaments for all ages and levels. They've got junior tournaments, adult rec league, an adult competitive league, an adult elite bracket, and as always, They're going to have a skills challenge, a three-point contest, and a dunk contest. Fred plays in the adult elite category. I would play in the adult recreational if I thought that I could even keep up there. I can't. Fred, though, he's a three-point specialist, so he may do that and the three-point contest. I don't know. All participants receive a tournament jersey, a player packet, and a ticket to an upcoming Houston Rockets game. There's going to be a festival with live music, games, and Rockets entertainers. Good time for the whole family. You want to see some good three-on-three basketball, this is the place to do it. Register or find out more details about it at Rockets.com. That's Rockets Blacktop Battle 2019 at Rockets.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And stop smearing my name. I can't play basketball anymore. I'm too old.
No?
I actually just started playing again, and it's so pathetic because, like, the instincts are still there. Like, I can tell what I need to do with the ball. It's just doing it in slow motion.
Okay.
And so by the time I see somebody open for a pass, that when I was young, the ball would already be there. It's like I'm going, oh, and then it gets intercepted. Or you make a move where when you were young, now you're open, you can take a shot. It's like slow motion.
Yeah.
They just follow you and block your shot and say, ha, you suck, old man.
So. You're getting jump shots blocked?
Yeah, I'm getting everything blocked. Oh. I mean,
you got to quit then.
Well, I mean, I'm just
if
now.
If you get blocked in the paint, okay, that happens. But
no,
if you're getting jumpers blocked.
Yeah, it's. But see, in the old days, you don't think about that, right? You just shoot them because nobody gets to them.
Yeah.
And now everything is going at half speed, and I'm just, like, my vertical is like 4 inches.
Man.
But, you know, I'm just now back, so I have to find a way for my game to work where it's basically going to be I'm just going to launch threes from as far away as I can. I think that's what it's going to evolve into. Let's squeeze in some calls. Jimmy, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. I was wondering your thoughts on the Rockets' marketing of that hashtag, the Unguardable Tour, because it kind of rubs me the wrong way when they're not focusing on trying to win and versus – Harden just chasing after another record. So I just was thinking, I wanted to know your thoughts on that.
I mean, I don't know how much I even see the Unguardable Tour. I mean, I haven't seen much of that.
I see a lot of on Twitter.
Yeah, I guess.
But I don't know
if that's, is that real life, though?
I don't really pay attention to it.
I mean, all these teams have marketing tools that they use. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in love with any of them, but nowadays everybody has to have a slogan.
Yeah.
Like the Astros.
Run is one.
The Astros are get it back, right?
Or take it back.
Take it back.
Take it back.
I don't mind that one so much.
I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah, because now it seems like, you know, like you got punked out and something got taken from you.
Well,
like
you did.
Somebody stole your milk money.
They did.
And what happens if you don't take it back this year?
Well, then.
Is next season called Cower in the Corner?
No, next season, just try again. If at first you don't succeed.
Doesn't that sound like your slogans are getting like a little bit wussier every year? It's like, take it back. Try again.
You take that back, Hoffman.
I dare you to do that one more time.
Somebody says, Fred, I got your basketball answer. Just play older guys and you look fast. Yeah, I think that's my next move, is pretend to be 60 and play in an over 60 league. And then I'd be a star again. But, yeah. Let's try Reed.
Yesterday, I guess somebody texted you about a Breaking Bad sequel, and I had heard that before, so I looked it up, and it's actually a real thing. Vince Gilligan sold the rights to Netflix, and he's making it. It's going to pick up right where Jesse Pinkman escaped, so it's going to go through, like, everything that happens with him. The whole cast is coming back, even what's his name, Brian Cranston. I guess it's going to be flashbacks or whatever, but it's a real thing. Looks pretty interesting. I just want to give you a heads up.
All right. Appreciate it.
I have no interest in that.
I mean, I probably will watch it.
I probably will, but I just thought Jesse's character wasn't interesting. He was a little bitch. And, yeah, I wish he died at about season four. It would have been more interesting. So a movie based on what happens to him really doesn't appeal to me. I love Saul Goodman, so Better Call Saul was a must. But Jesse Pinkman's character was terrible. He was a male Skyler. That's what he was. All right, let's try Chase. What's up, Chase?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I don't know if you guys have talked about this yet or not, but there was a report that came out today that the NFL may have tried to replace Commissioner Roger Goodell with Adam Silver. I just wanted to, what do you guys think of the job that Roger Goodell's done with the NFL? I personally love Goodell. I think that the sports world needs like a good comic book villain, and Goodell fills that role. So I just wanted to get your guys' take on the him possibly being replaced.
I'm sure they'd love to replace Roger Goodell at some point, but I think Adam Silver's happy where he is. He loves hoops. He loves, and they're paying him pretty well. I imagine Adam Silver's looking to stay around. I saw that too. I don't know how much validity that has that the NFL's looking to get rid of Goodell, because the NFL's in a good place. They're making a ton of money. You know, whatever people say about, oh, ratings are down. They're, you know, nobody's going to go to games because people are kneeling, and then, well, people, they're getting in trouble for another blackballing cap. It's all of it's the same. It doesn't matter. The NFL is the king. They're going to make their money, and they're still making their money. So until money starts slowing down, I imagine they'll keep Roger Goodell around. His job's probably safe for
and
now.
To be honest, I think you put Adam Silver in the NFL, suddenly he's not so likable.
Probably not.
It's just not the same thing. And he's done a good job. And frankly, I think David Stern got a lot of credit for a lot of the things that Adam Silver did behind the scenes. And now that he's out front, I mean, good for him. But it's just, the NBA is easier than the NFL.
Yeah.
Because there aren't as many eyeballs on it. And there's not as much controversy because, frankly, people don't care as much. Getting the NFL, it's a different animal.
Yep.
936 says Skyler is a hot old. Oh, no. Mm-mm. No. God, no.
No, thanks.
Probably my, well, her, I would say Gretchen Mol's character in Rounders, worst girlfriend ever.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, but Skyler's up there. And, I mean, come on, if she was your wife, would you not have had her killed if you're Walter White?
Probably.
I would have.
I think I would have. And but, she, I mean you know, he probably could have gotten away with it, and she probably deserved it.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
All right, I got to tell you, if you own your home, and Fred, I know you own your home, and I know you'd normally like to take your headphones off during the breaks, but you need to listen up, man. TGS Insurance, they're about to save you some dough. Grab your smartphone. They're going to deliver big savings on your insurance policy, all without ever talking to an agent. It used to take hours to get a decent quote. Then someone came along and made it 15 minutes, and that's like, oh, that's great. Well, TGS Insurance, they trumped them. They built a system that gives you a firm quote in 15 seconds using nothing but your address. You're probably going to save a bunch of money, too. It's so simple. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. You reply back with that. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and the savings are legit. The online rating, nearly perfect. The average customer from 2018 saved over $825 on their home insurance. You couldn't use an extra $825? I know I could. Guys, you don't even have to wait till your renewal. They will take care of the back end so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet starting now. One more time, text the word money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote. Start saving big today.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out sportsmap.com. There's a Charlie Polillo video on an NBA tribute to Valentine's Day. There's a really fun column from John Granato. When did sports become so full of drama queens? Let's get back to the old days. I really like his column. It's worth reading. Go check it out. I think we probably had drama queens before. We just didn't have social media.
Probably
so. Jason Braddock has a piece on what if you compared Harden and Chamberlain streaks based on the same number of minutes. They're actually pretty close if you do that. And Paul Muth has three-pointers from the Rockets lost to the Timberwolves. So, which... that's how I know what happened in the game last night, because I read Paul's column today.
Well, there you go.
That's it. But all on sportsmap.com. Good stuff. We're going to mix things up a little bit starting next week in terms of who's writing when. I'm going to start writing for Thursdays instead of Mondays, because I'd like to take Sundays off.
Fair enough.
And there's no football, so it kind of makes sense. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So... we've talked a lot about some of the guys who are going to be free agents in the NFL this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yard Barker did a thing on 10 guys you don't want to sign because they're going to be fool's gold.
Mm-hmm.
Can I throw these out there and you can agree or disagree?
Sure.
Ezekiel Lanza is
Ziggy?
Fool's gold. Ziggy is fool's gold, they say.
I wouldn't disagree with that. He could be. I like him, but I don't know how much I like him. I don't know if I want to...
injury has been the problem with him.
I don't know if I want to invest long-term in him.
Le'Veon Bell.
He's so good when he's on. I mean...
but he didn't play last year.
That's my biggest issue. I don't want to give a guy a bunch of money who didn't play at all last year.
All right. Theodore Bridgewater.
I'm out. On Ted. I
kind of am too. And you know, I love the guy, but
because they're still treating him like he's, you know, like he's got something, like he's done something. He's still untapped potential, but is it going to get tapped at this point?
Well, there's a bunch of jokes I could tell there. No, I think at this point, you know, I thought the year he blew out his knee was the year he was about to break out. I thought he was that close, but that was such a devastating injury. And so there had to be regression, and there still is regression.
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure he's going to get back to what he was. So I agree as much as it pains me to say. Ha ha, Clinton Dix.
I'm out.
Yeah, me too. Randall Cobb.
I think I'm out on him too.
Jared Cook.
I won't say I'm out on him, depending on the price.
He's going to be 32. I would take him, just wouldn't pay him a ton.
The problem with Jared Cook, or the thing that Jared Cook has working for him is there are no good tight ends out there. So,
right.
I mean, people are just grasping at straws at this point. And
so he's probably a top eight tight end in the league.
Yeah, he's a big body. He's pretty fast, I think. I think somebody will give him some money.
D. Ford. See, I like him.
I do, too. Do you think they're going to let him go?
No, I think they're going to keep him.
I do, too.
But they are all over him. They just don't think he's very good on this site. So, Dante Fowler. See, I don't think you're paying a lot of money for that guy.
I don't think so, either. I think you're getting a discount now.
16 sacks over 3 seasons. For a guy that you might get for $7 million a year?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's kind of a head case.
I was going to say, you've got to factor in that he's a pain in the ass.
Right.
But I don't mind that.
Earl Thomas.
I would still take Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
I think Earl Thomas is...
Actually, I'm out on him.
Because of the injury?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Well, and he's been hurt really the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Off and on. I just don't think you're going to get him for 16 games. And you're going to have to pay him like the best safety in the league, which he is when healthy.
He is when he's healthy, yeah.
But I just, I mean, he's 30 years old. Well, I mean, when is he going to be that guy again? I don't know. If he is, he's only going to be 4 or 5 games probably.
Well, he last year was the, so he was 16 games for his first 6 seasons. Then he played 11. Then he played 14. And then he played 4. So, I mean, the year that he played 14, you'll take that out of...
But he wasn't... that whole year, he was banged up, though. He was on the field for a lot of games. But, yeah, I'm out. I think for what you have to pay him...
That's fair. I just think that he... Especially if you're a team looking for... And I think if he goes... I think he's probably going to end up in Dallas. I think that's kind of been the plan all along.
But I think they're going to pay him 12 or 14 a year, and I think that's a mistake, in my opinion. So...
they got room to do it now until they pay Dak.
Yeah, good luck. Darrell Williams, right tackle. Appeared in only 1 game last season after he blew out his knee. Played 16 games for the Panthers in 2017 and was an all-pro. I'll take a chance on him. I'm not paying him. Well, if you're the Texans, you have to take a chance on a guy like that.
Yeah, any tackle, you're like, oh, really? Is he better than what we've got now?
Is he better than...
The answer's probably yes.
Well, any tackle on the free agent list, if the question is he better than Kendall Lamb, the answer is always going to be yes. But, yeah, I mean, I think you take a shot on him. I mean, I don't think you're going to have to pay him what he would have gotten because he didn't play last year. And he's not going to get paid on what he did in 2017. He's going to get paid somewhere in between. So this one I'll disagree with. I would spend some money on that. But I do think it's interesting because all those guys are names.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes teams will buy names just because, you know, and they're not the same player that you thought you were.
Right.
So 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Man, this has been a sportsy week.
It has been.
Should we just totally
just say no sports?
Blow it up the next 2 hours?
Well, we have Brad Powers at some point.
Well, yeah, Brad, that's going to be sportsy.
Yeah.
So we can't really do that.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. Listen, we roll with what we've got. You know?
That's true. Usually this time of year, there's just not much going on and we can have
usually
fun.
That is the case, but we can't. Yeah. I mean, if there's sports going on, I mean.
Sad.
I think we're good at talking sports, too. People forget that. People forget how awesome we are at sports.
Maybe.
What?
No, I don't know that they forget. It's just.
Oh, they forget.
Really?
They for sure forget. They don't. Maybe they don't. I don't know.
I think I need a new job, though.
You might. You know where you could go to find one? My computer career. And listen, guys, over 10,000. 10,000? That's a big number. 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu last month and took that free career evaluation. They started 2019 in a bad job, and they did something about it. My Computer Career, you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with no IT experience. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. It's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school because they help you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.